We're going to continue here in the media center. We have now been joined by Chase Briscoe, driver of the number 19 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. Once again, we're going to go straight into questions. So if you have a question, raise your hand. We're going to go to Lee and then Reed.
Lee Spencer, Series 6, NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. Was there a time that you could have imagined what you've been going through over the last week? I mean, when we were in Victory Lane, you looked at the trophy and you looked at the pictures on the trophy. And it's like, I think it started to sink in that you were a two-time Southern 500 winner. And it just, how much of that would have been a dream 10 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's, I mean, I definitely didn't dream it up, right? I mean, I never thought I would run a truck race, let alone, you know, win multiple crown jewels now. It's crazy. It definitely has sank in more throughout just the course of the week of, you know, what we were able to accomplish and just even how we did it. You know, I think that's the even more special part. Like, all you see all the stats and stuff of things that haven't happened for so long, and it's pretty surreal. It definitely was special, weekend last weekend, and was just a nice week, right, to be able to celebrate that and, you know, to see the team and the demeanor and just the confidence that we all have. So, yeah, looking forward to hopefully doing a lot more.
We'll go to Reed.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. With the win in Darlington, is your approach to the next two races more try to accumulate playoff points, or is it more look ahead to New Hampshire and try to prepare for that and get ready for the second round?
A little bit of both. You know, for us last week, the biggest thing was honestly probably the playoff points just that we gained, right? We went from 10, I think, to 17. So basically doubled our playoff points for the following round. So for us, definitely, you know, this week and, you know, next week still, if there's a, you know, situation that arises throughout the race where, you know, if a caution does come out, say 5 to go before stage or something, all those guys are going to have to stay out and get points, where obviously if we're leading the stage, we'd probably stay out to get the playoff point. But if not, it allows us to just be really aggressive on strategy and do things opposite to where, you know, hopefully sets you up better to win the race and get 5 playoff points. So it definitely, I think, changes some stuff for us. This week we didn't do anything on New Hampshire, but next week I'm sure we will, just to get kind of a week ahead. And that's the, you know, advantage of winning that first race in that round for sure.
We'll go to Tim, Dave, and then Owen.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Today. Chase, when you won back at Pocono, I don't know if you exactly got a chance to celebrate, because I know the Pacers were playing the NBA Finals. I'm just wondering, first off, how different was the celebration this time around, now that you got a chance to fully enjoy it? And how have the conversations with Joe Gibbs, for you personally, has changed, not just from the start of the year to now in terms of the team? And pretty much, like, compared to the differences of what you've had with Tony or Gene in the past?
Celebration-wise, I mean, truthfully, Sunday night we got home at 2:40 or something in the morning, and, went to bed at probably 4 in the morning, and my kids woke me up at 7:30 in the morning, so there wasn't really a celebration. I don't know. I mean, I would say the feeling of winning, I guess, felt a little bit different, you know, just because it was such a, I guess, a sense of relief whenever we won Pocono. So that part of it felt different. The interactions with Coach, you know, have been good, obviously, because we've been running so good. And, you know, just to hear, you know, how he's talked about the 19 team and everything. So that's been good. I feel like all the owners, though, you know, whether it was Tony, Gene, Coach, you know, they're just excited that the car's won, right? You know, I wouldn't say the interactions are any different. Coach is just obviously around a lot more, but that's just because he's, you know, this is what he does full time, right? Where Tony and Gene obviously run other businesses as well and are doing other stuff. So, yeah, I wouldn't say it was really much different, winning, but definitely it's nice to win and, you know, have Coach excited for sure.
Go ahead, Dave.
Dave Moody, MRN Radio, Sirius XM, NASCAR Radio. Obviously, winning is always fun, but having your little man there in Victory Lane you, it almost seems like he's enjoying it more than you are, and I think it's a matter of minutes before his social media following is probably bigger than yours, too. He's
definitely
popular.
The life of the party. He got recognized at the mall this week, which was he was with my father-in-law, and yeah, there's a little slot car track in the mall, and he went, and they're like, are you Brooks Briscoe? He has no idea what's going on. Then he had his first day of school Tuesday, and all of his teachers were telling him how he was all over TV. So, yeah, it was, definitely a cool experience. You know, just what Darlington's meant to our family, right, you know, from the, you know, 2020 and the miscarriage thing to now, you know, 5 years basically removed, and, you know, to be able to celebrate with Brooks and have him there and even the twins there, you know, it was just a special moment. That's something that I'd watched, you know, Harvick do with his kids and other drivers do. And, you know, last year I thought I was going to get to do that with Brooks, and Boswell came in to give me a hug and punched Brooks in the face. So he was screaming the whole time and just did not have a very enjoyable experience. Where this time around, he was just, I mean, living his best life. He's in literally every single Victory Lane picture with every sponsor, every, you know, crew guy just holding up to in the flags. So he definitely had the time of his life. So it was cool just to get to experience that finally. You know, they weren't at Pocono. That was really the first time I felt like as a family we've got to, you know, just experience a win. Not only, like, my family, but, you know, my parents were there, my in-laws were there, my brother-in-law, sister-in-law. Just for all of us to be able to do that was, you know, definitely a special night.
We'll go to Owen, if you could raise your hand.
Hey, Owen Johnson, CupScene.com. You spoke a little bit about your time on the sim recently. I'm kind of curious, going off of Reed's question here, do you still kind of take it week by week when you're prepping on the sim for these playoff races? And you talk about not really prepping for New Hampshire. Do you look a couple of races in advance, maybe next round, maybe even in advance of that?
I mean, for us, we kind of just take it, you know, week by week, right? Like this week, we just focused on this racetrack. But I would imagine that next week we'll certainly just sprinkle in, even if it's an hour or whatever, of New Hampshire. You know, and I don't think that's uncommon for the other playoff teams either, you know, especially if your point situation is in a good spot going into Bristol, just because it, you know, it allows you to do that. I'm sure my team and engineers are looking already at New Hampshire, but as far as me personally, you know, from a driver sim standpoint, we haven't done anything.
We'll come back up front to Jeff.
I saw you were at Brooks's baseball practice this week. I'm wondering, like, how it's changed for you being somebody that, I mean, for so much of even your NASCAR career, you go anywhere and nobody's going to say anything to you probably, or maybe one person or something.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you're winning cup races, you're a playoff contender. Can you go to something like the baseball practice and nobody recognize you, or now other people want to talk to you during that and, you know, recognize you? How's your life changed in that regard?
I don't feel like it's any different. You know, on race weekends, I would say it feels a little bit different just because more people are like recognize me at the racetrack, I guess, or asking for a picture or autograph, where outside of the racetrack, truthfully, I don't feel like it's really changed. We live in a really small town, too, so it's like, I don't know, it's just different, I guess. I don't know. And like half of Brooks's baseball team is all Marissa's friends' kids, so it's kind of different, I guess, than just going to some random Little League deal. But, yeah, I don't know. It definitely at the racetrack, it's been noticeably different. But, I don't know, it's nice, I guess, just because it means I'm doing something good on the racetrack. But, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I'm very normal still, and you know, I'm just a dad of three kids and just trying to survive each day. But yeah, it's definitely, I guess, cool, just because it means you're normally running better on the racetrack.
How's it work for you at the track? Because you've always been someone that likes to stop and
talk
for a long time, have a conversation. Now more people want to talk to you. How do you manage your time?
That's a Megan question. I was late, I think, coming in here because I was out there I literally sat in the middle of the fan zone and was signing stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell people no. Like, I just can't. I don't know. I see other guys doing it. I just don't know how they do it. Like, for one, I don't like confrontation in the first place. But, yeah, I don't know. I just, I don't know. I was that kid, right, where, like, you're just dying to get a picture or an autograph. And, you know, it might be their one opportunity. And I might not even be their favorite driver. But, you know, I'm still a driver, right? So, I don't know. It's just something I hope I never lose, right? And, yeah, I'm late all the time to stuff. But, yeah, I don't know, it's cool for me. It's crazy to me that people even want to take my picture or get my autograph. So, yeah, I just embrace it.
We'll go to Dustin and then other Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. You're now in a unique situation having won the first race of this round. In theory, there isn't as much at play other than the playoff points. So, as an athlete, how do you approach these two? Is it this is such a long season that you're allowed to take a little bit of a mental break, or is it just like this is the same week as last week, as the week before, and you can't let up because of the fear if you let up something, you know, you may hurt yourself down the road?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, I want to keep the intensity up. You know, I don't just naturally, I can't really just take off, right? Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many laps the race is tomorrow, but I hope we lead every one of them and do it again. Just keep that fear of for everybody else, right? Like, it just has the competitor side of me. I hope that, and even as a race team, just the confidence that brings. So, yeah, I feel like for me, it hasn't really changed anything just because we won. And even last week, like, I never once felt like it was a playoff race or honestly even thought about the playoffs starting. So very much just feels like another week going to the racetrack, even this week. Where I don't know. I don't know why this year's felt different from that standpoint, where I haven't put any emphasis at all on the playoffs, but I haven't. Like, me and James have still yet to have a single conversation about the playoffs. And so, yeah, I feel like it's just another week for us and try to win another race.
Go ahead, Dustin.
Dustin, let me know, JC, kind of off that then, like, given your advance, you've lived the bubble life before, like, racing for points. So will you want in-race updates on your competitors that could advance or might not advance?
Yeah, I love knowing, just a fan of me. I like knowing what's going on and knowing what guys are racing for, and I don't know, I just like knowing what's going on. So, yeah, I'll ask James all the time. You know, we've not really been in that situation yet, but I think Jeff was asking me the other week, like, I can just ask him a random question, and James is so tense all the time, he'll jump me. So I'm sure at some point it's coming over the course of the next 9 weeks of, you know, telling me I need to stop worrying about everybody else, but I just like knowing. So, yeah, I'll definitely be asking for sure, and I'll be checking out the big screen and everything else under caution, kind of knowing what's going on. Yeah.
We have time for two final questions, if anybody has one. All right. Thanks, Chase, for coming in, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.